Okay, more Chazara of Tafresh Lamed Tes, Tafresh Mem. So Mechayr brings down, we'll discuss now who's Chayv in the Sukkah and who's Pashim in the Sukkah. Mechayr brings down the Nashim of Hazing Tanuk Tum in the Sukkah. The Gemara brings down Nashim Pashim in the Sukkah. You know, as I mean to say, Teshu came to Dira, the Maitre, Nashim are Pashim in the Sukkah, because the Mitzvah is my grandma, which Nashim are going to be Pashim. If they want to make a bracha, so that's all even Minagash Kazim and Mixfire, Minagash Kazim and make a bracha on Mitzvah is my grandma, Minagash Kazim Shvura, Kamuvan, goes with the Minig Ashkenaz that Noiganos and Levarich, but very important, do not make a bracha for them because they're not really chayiv. Therefore, there's not going to be any arvus, and therefore, even if they don't make a bracha themselves, you can't go ahead and make a bracha for Nashim. Now, Shaila comes up, two Shailas. This really comes up a lot of times. Please speak about. So, a lady who is yes making a bracha. So, should she make the leishi before she makes the bracha? Let's say having mezainus. She make the leishah then the mezainus, or mezainus then the leishah. Normally, make the bracha and then you make the bracha leishah. It's not a hefsek because it's part of the it's a chiyuv to go and make a bracha leishah. So it's not a hefsek and that's a bracha. The shalom comes to nashim, being that they're not really chayiv in making a bracha. So maybe kenzain for them to go ahead and make the leishah afterwards. Maybe it would not be such a good idea. This is a similar discussion when we did in the game of Zainus. Mezainus also, Pasol Kisim, it's a whole discussion. Okay, the Fata, you don't make a bracha, you don't make a bracha. The nice thing is going to be Mr. was make a bracha, you're hanging around. The child over there it also is going to be that maybe you should make the late shave afterwards, beforehand, so it shouldn't be absent. But there were some zombies in that situation. You should make the late shave beforehand. Because it's going to be absent. The nice of the minig is high. The minig is that the nashim and also most people are making mezainus. Since the maisa it is a kiyum mitzvah, so therefore we're not going to be machshav as a hefsek. They're allowed to make a bracha and it's considered a kiyum mitzvah. Therefore, not considered hefsek. Who didn't answer a main? We think that Rashad can answer a main to your relationship. So maybe it's hefsek in the kiddush for them because they're not really high. There's no being that they're making to make a bracha. We're not going to be machshav as a hefsek and therefore it's going to be okay. My ketanim. The marvin zan a katan. Which needs his mother is going to be potter, and Yitzchak is going to be chayav. What's the pshat? Katan and Yitzchak is going to be potter. It's because being that he needs his mother, therefore when his mother's not around, he's not roy, he's not at the, not able to go ahead and sit in the, not able to go ahead and sit in the sukkah. The child, let's say the mother's dear, is he now chayav or not? He doesn't. What's the problem? He needs his mother. Mother normally is not in the sukkah. Now the mother's dear, so maybe you should go ahead and be chayav. It's before they know you're potter. It's a sheer when you're at the zman of chinuch that somebody who's Tzarech Le'imai then is going to be Pata. Somebody who's not Tzarech Le'imai is going to be Chayiv. And even if the mother is going to be there, the Maisa, you're going to be Pata. What's going to be the Shir? So the Shir is basically 5 or 6. Das Kamachin Mechamish Lamalim Ovel Hubiyur Saint Tzarech Kochach Le'imai then Yatim Chanach Le'imisukah even if it's not Charev. Basically the age is going to be 5 or 6. Now what's he said to Kadosh Tzarech Le'imai? It means he wakes up in the night and he calls his mother. So the Sfas Emes I don't understand. Why can't he eat in the Sukkah? In the middle of the night he wakes up and he goes, I need mommy. But in the middle of the day he goes in the Sukkah and he doesn't have any problem. So why is it not Mechuyev to go ahead to eat in the Sukkah? So Sfas Emes says, that's the same Yisrael Yisrael, that if you're not right to do the mitzvah fully, you can't do the mitzvah fully. You may be sleeping. Who I did in Benegei Achila, you're going to be Potter. Like I mentioned, that the Yisrael Chinuch is that you're able to do the mitzvah of Shli Musay. And if you're not able to do the mitzvah shlemusa, you're going to be patur. So even over here, you're able technically to go ahead and eat. But being that you can't sleep, you're patur even from the achilah. Fine. So because halakha ma'ase katan, you have 5 or 6 children, you're mechuyev to go ahead and eat in the sukkah. Let's say so the kuli amo also halakha katan b'yadayim, also to machal katan b'yadayim. Because the sukkah fill out the macher, and let's say it's like pivot, it's obviously yachol. Everyone agrees that also the macher cut the midayim at the sukkah, even another person, because there's a problem of splitting the midayim. There's a two dinim by katan. There's one thing, chiyuv chinuch. There's a second chelek of splitting the midayim. So chiyuv chinuch is on who? Who's chiyuv chinuch? Father, maybe mother. That's it. If there's no father, maybe imo yebezin chiyuv lechanch. But everyone is also to give a katan midayim because the sukkah. What does that mean? You're not allowed to give it to him. Because if you see a child and you want to give him something to eat, it's also to go ahead and give him to eat because that's going to be a problem of
Sefina B'Yadayim.
What's called Sefina B'Yadayim? Once it gets 5 or 6, you can't go in and give a piece of cake out of the sukkah. That's going to, what's the gather? The gather davar is, in his mouth, we tell him to eat. Just giving to him is not going to be aser. Why is it not going to be aser? Zakta ber the shatziyin. Kishemurach l'fana v'lecha v'loichem atzmai. Then it's not going to be a problem. Why is it not a problem? Because being that he could go,
therefore it's not going to be a problem. He's able to go into the sukkah. In fact, he chooses not to go into the sukkah. That l'maisa is not going to be a issue. So shaila is, let's say there's no sukkah around. How about yom? Is that going to be also going to be mutter?
Give the child food.
Yeah. What? No, I don't know. He's not around. It's okay. He's not lucky drachim. He's walking down the street, the middle of wherever. There's no sukkah around, and no, it's not lucky drachim. No, he's not lucky drachim. You're ninja golf and in the city. You're not lucky drachim, and you give him a hand of something to eat over there. So the question is, since he technically can go to sukkah, so we're saying there's not close to any time. I think if there's no sukkah around, I think. What do you say? He has the ability to do it, therefore it's not called Sefina B'Yadayim. If I tell him to do it, that's also, right? It's Sefina B'Yadayim. But if I put it in his mouth, it's going to be also. I'm not sure, a little bit. What do you say? You're talking about something else. We're talking about somebody else. Okay, now, when you give chinuch, once your child is 5 or 6, he has to eat and sleep in the sukkah. That's going to be the halacha. Now, when a kid is sleeping, we're a little bit more makel, if it's cold outside, that the kid has a dinner mitzvah. So if it's the kid has a dinner mitzvah, therefore, if it's cold or difficult, then we're more makel kapi sleeping. But if it's not, then the kid belongs in the sukkah. We mentioned that sometimes there's not enough room in the sukkah. It's like, what do you do? In terms of if you don't have enough room. So number one, b'chiv, that's very important. B'chiv to make a sukkah big enough for your children. Because if you have a tiny little sukkah porch, it only fits like 2 people. You b'chiv to build a sukkah that fits your children. You have to find a place. Downstairs, upstairs, down the block, I don't know, make a bigger porch. That's b'chiv. You b'chiv to build a sukkah for you and your children. You have to work that out. The people call up, oh, there's no room for my child to sleep. So I don't know, work it out. You would not have your kid homeless, right? Just because you have a small house, right? But therefore, that part of chinuch is you have to have a makom for him to sleep. And we saw v'kuach nevi'ashem and chaykenevsky, 2 shailas. One is your son, which is 8 years old, or your son-in-law, who goes first?
Son.
What?
Son.
So I think nevi'ashem said your son goes first. That's your achrayus. So you tell your son-in-law, find a place. Which I had a cousin who, yeah. At least I'm never coming back again, but okay. Zimmer story. But Meshem Nisikvel said, no, he's a gadol. A gadol goes before a katan, and a gadol goes rather. Another shaila is, what?
Not your friend, like you,
you have a harvest. We have a harvest. You have a harvest on everybody.
You put the son on the neighbor's sukkah also, for the neighbor's son.
Another shaila is, who goes first, your wife or your child? That's an interesting shaila. No, your child is midin your chinuch. Your wife is a male in you. What? He's like a goof or my kasha. No, what's that dude over here?
Are you going to be a kind of child? It's part of your tissue.
Because I have a chiyuv. What?
If your wife doesn't sleep in the sukkah, then you're
not. No, you're going to sleep in the sukkah. The question is, who should sleep with, your son or your child? Your wife is a male in your yeshiva sukkah. Your child is a male in your. Not in your. That's also machlokes in Rabbi Yashiv or whatever in Chaim. I think Rabbi Yashiv went with that. It's your male in your yeshiva, and well, what do you say? But right, if I choose between one doing my chiyuv or doing what goes first. This is a question you're going to face a lot in your life. You're steiging versus your son steiging. You're right. What do you say? What do you say? Nevachiv.
Nevachiv.
Your son is
Nevachiv.
Right. What do you say? You said
your son
is not in your own. So he's not. Right. What do you say? Now, your wife, you build a sukkah, right? You have a sukkah in every room. And all of a sudden, your wife says, okay, tonight she's sleeping in the sukkah. Yeah. So now, she's willing to sleep in the sukkah, okay? So now the question is...
All right, after she falls asleep, she has no fear.
Right, okay. Fine, okay. That's when they get... Okay, let's move on to...
She may not want to...
Hilchei. Right, it's more to Hilchei Drachim. So the halacha is that Hilchei Drachim are potter from Yeshiva Sukkah. Teshuva getting to do, a person leaves his house, and then for somebody who's traveling, he's potter from Yeshiva's Sukkah. Is Hilchei Drachim Petura and Yom Rishon, Laila Rishonah, we saw the Vikuach, the Gemara Mem Zayin, sounds like they came from Afra, and they were out of the city. It sounds like that there would be a potter, even Laila Rishonah would be a potter. Kriyakim wants to say maybe there wouldn't be a potter, that over there was a Bzunder Din of Isaac the Mitzvah, they're doing a Spiritus, right? Remember the Pekriyakim? They're doing a Spiritus in the Sada. And you know, there's a discussion whether Hilchei Drachim. It's definitely a steam, it's a double sound Hilchei Drachim. There would be a Petura. Like they travel, that's what it sounds like. And Kriyakim wants to say maybe it's not true. And the case over there was a Bzunder Heter of Isaac and Mitzvah, Pater, Min, Hamitzah. Now, somebody who's traveling, let's go. What's the case of Hilchei Drachim? Rashi says, Lis Schayra, you're going for business purposes. Something which is important to do, you have to go, then that's the case of Rashi. So, start with the case of Schayra, then move on to Chalamoy trips and see if we're able to come up with a gather. Okay, but the case of Schayra, somebody's traveling, Mixel Hilchei Drachim, and you're going to be Pater. What's Mixel Hilchei Drachim? The person's traveling. What happens when you get to that place? So, Nechleku. If you're traveling only during the day, if you can find a sukkah, then they're going to be chayv. If you can't find a sukkah, so then they're allowed to travel and they're allowed to go. So that which your potter is the guy that when that which you say chayv belayla when you get to Yishu. If you're traveling, you're driving from, let's say, business trip, you're traveling from, let's say, New York to Toronto, you're traveling all the time through the night, about your potter. Shaz being gamma night, me sleep in Makim Yishuv, then you're going to be chayv. What's going to be the gedder Shabbat? The Levush, my grandma says, you're chayv to go ahead and build a sukkah. Once you're not traveling anymore, sit down, build yourself a nice sukkah. The Levush is chayv, there's no chayv to build a sukkah for one night. That's not, when a person's traveling and you're not in your matzav home, it's not a normal thing to do. So you're spending half your night building a sukkah. That's something which a person will have to go ahead and do. And that which it says, Yechayv Alayla means, if I could find the sukkah where I am, there's a sukkah around, and then I'm going to go ahead and try to find the sukkah. But to go ahead and build the sukkah per se, I'm not mukhiv to go ahead and do it. We mentioned the Emek Bracha says, so you have a very big problem. If you're traveling for one night, you have a very big problem. What do I do? Because according to the Magen Avraham, I have to build a sukkah. According to the Levush, I'm not allowed to build a sukkah, because Malach HaChalamayi wants to say. Therefore, you have a great problem. Therefore, he says, don't go travel because of that. But Agabanim, what's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah? The psak of Mishnah Berurah is that he passes like the Levush, you're not mechuyev to go ahead and build a sukkah from one night. But, what? You're not mechuyev to go build a sukkah for one night, but he says, but it's kedai to be mechuyev to look around for a sukkah. You have to look around, try to find a sukkah. You could spend some amount of money, maybe to pay somebody off to let you sleep in the sukkah. How much that'll be? We saw from the Prima Gavim, it's not a din of like mitzvahs ad chumash or eser. Over here, the gather adav is going to be how much you spend on a dearest arai for a couple of nights. How much you spend? That's going to be gather in terms of how much a person is going to be, how much you're going to spend. Now, there always is a chumah. The Yisham brings down. I think it was Rav Zero is traveling. And he didn't eat. My grandma was on Yishami. That he was traveling, he didn't eat because he didn't want to eat out of the sukkah. Always could be a mila to go ahead and not to eat. You know, there is. Vaita. The Chor if you mitzdar. Some of my friends say that some way. Now mitzdar what? Well? That if it's mitzdar, you're not going to be chayev. But mitzdar, Venus, we make it in. Hachay, drachan is going to be potter. Somebody's traveling on airplane, potter, you're allowed to eat. And the Eker Din is allowed to eat. Maybe there's a Mitzvah Chassidus, but Eker Din, you're allowed to do it. Once you get to the place, we're saying, we pass the night, the Magen Avraham, you have to build it for one night, but you have to look around for a sukkah and spend a little money and try to get the sukkah. The Ramad does bring down that Alechon Drachon Tfoy Chvesom, Eimim Sukkah, Vesim Kvarim, Yachmiro, Alatz Nosh Shabbatim, Becholayla, Lachab Sukkah. If you have to go back home, there's a Chumrah to go back home to try to find, you can't build a sukkah over there. If you're able to travel back home, you're not too far away, there is a chumrah to go ahead and travel back home. Now, this is all one night. If you're there for three or four nights, here in Hong Kong, 3 or 4 nights, I'm going to go and build a sukkah. It's going to cost a lot of money. I don't know. You're going to
build a
sukkah. What do you say?
That's
not a sukkah. No, you're going to build a sukkah. If I don't have a sukkah, my sukkah fell. My first day I was married, my sukkah fell down. Boom. When came, blew down, right? You have to make a sukkah. So like this. Let's cross over. 3 or 4 nights, I'm going to build a sukkah. If you're only there for one night, now we'll to build a sukkah, try to spend some money to get a sukkah or to find a sukkah. This is only going for businesses. When you are going for pleasure purposes, you're going for, in terms of going on a vacation or going on a teal. So Moshe and Shuva has interesting. Shuva, he says, basically two reasons why he doesn't like it. Reason number one why he doesn't like it is Dumya to the Magen Avraham, which says that a chayla is pater. If you go ahead and drink something which is going to make you a chayla, which is not necessary, do a elective surgery or something which is not necessary, that's not going to pat to you because you caused it. Even though now you've been star, but it's not going to pat to you. Therefore, Zagra Moshe, you set up a matzah, you don't have a sukkah without a good reason, that's not going to pat to you. That's number one. Number two is the Gemara Menachos brings down, but in the Deriska, at a time when there's, by somebody pats himself for tzitzis, but in the Deriska, a person gets a inish for it, for patting yourself from a mitzvah. Therefore, by traveling and patting yourself from a mitzvah, Moshe says something which is unacceptable to go in and do. The emotion in the second shuvah, the essence, let's say I'm in a place where, like, I normally can't go on vacation. I'm in a place where there's, like, a lost opportunity. I'm in some country which I can't tour. So Moshe says, in that case, so willing to be stomach that, okay, I understand why I have to travel right now. And Rabbi Feinstein lets you, in that situation, go in and do it. And as Rabbi Feinstein did not seem to think Chalmai trips were something which were regular, normal thing which one should be doing. If you're in a faraway country, I hear it. This is a special tzarech, but in a regular case, he did not go ahead and like it. Now, Rabbi Yashiv says, I still brought down the same Rabbi Yashiv, they said Moshe Chu is really outdated a little bit. Nowadays, that's mukubal that Chalmai trips is part of Chalmai. So therefore, that's like Moshe's case. I still brought down Rabbi Yashiv. That, okay. In the famous Machlokes of Yasser and Scheinberg, is there, are we Mesiachis to Benaz Manim or not? Like, let's say I have a choice. I could, like, have a tax appointment with Benaz Manim or during the Zman. So, like, Yasser, like, was a Mesiachis, like, during, like, the 9 days. So we don't like doing surgeries and things like that. So I could do Benaz Manim or do it. Well, that's not an example. Because Yasser was Mesiachis, Benaz Manim too much. But anyhow, like, upon him. Let's be trying to watch. Rav Yashiv said, they said, Rav Yashiv said that it's a little bit outdated nowadays. Nowadays, where it's mukubal to go on Cholamay trips. So that's, Rav Yashiv is masking to, if you're in the faraway country, that this is the time, whatever. So therefore, a Cholamay trip nowadays, this is where you are from work, this is the time where people do it. Therefore, Rav Yashiv nowadays could be, it's not Negeya, the whole kach of Rav Yashiv. Now, which Rashi says, Dafgal is Schaira, he said. I'm saying, now Rashi says, Dafgal is Schaira. Love Dafka, that's the idea, because that's what he used to go. He said that was a normal thing to do. You travel, that was a normal thing to go ahead and do. That which you say, in the risk, you get Einish, but also that's something by tzitzis where you're pattering yourself. You're doing more solicitors and also you're tatsky, lift our ass on a mitzvah. You're doing going out of your way to patter yourself. You're doing something out of the normal. You're not weighing down confidence, which was a normal thing to do, and you didn't go ahead and do it. Therefore, you can get onus for such a thing. But a chalmoitchev, which is a very normal thing to do, that he says that would not be an issue, and therefore he says you're going to be potter. Mr. Krauss also says, Mr. Sturm, they all say that if you're going on a teyol, that'll be considered a halchei drachim, if it's a halchei derech. Mr. Krauss just says, but chaval, you're losing mitzvah's sukkah, that's just a chaval. But that's, we would just consider you going to be a potter. Now, in terms of what's considered a halchei derech? What's considered a halchei derech? That's something which is moldo borer, right? So, while you're traveling, so the chayav is to get there. What happened over here?
Make a son the seminar.
Okay, so. Why not? If it's Zion HaZion. If you can make it Zion HaZion or 4x4. You have to have 4 with less than love. Might work, might not work. Anyhow, they have these portable stickers, very cute, in Imikarazim. So it's very cute over there. I'll say, I was biking with my son and like a whole bunch of portable stickers over there. It's cute. Well? No. They're like these portable pop-up, these families popping up stickers left and right. You know, it's cute. Anyhow, but so I'm going to get, what? I didn't look at so closely. They're tiny, like this big, gotta crawl in, you know. But anyhow, but again, what exactly is Olchei Derech L'chor like this? If somebody, like we said, if somebody is in your city and you're doing something, even if you're going for a long time, going to learn 12 hours straight or whatever it is, that's not called Olchei Derech, you're in your house, right? Somebody who is going somewhere local, you're going to a local park and hanging all day, you're in the city, you're in your house, it seems to be a combination of out of the city, you're traveling out of the city. When I say out of the city, I don't mean from Yerushalayim, from Bnei Brak to Ramagan. You're on the go out of the city, that's number one, and some type of distance, some type of length of time, then we can see you Olchei Derech. But in the city, you're not being said Olchei Derech, you're not going to give me a house, therefore, that would not go out and pati.
So going to Ramat Gan
wouldn't be considered. That's not called Tiyol. That's where you're doing something in the city. The guy in his office, in the store, is Mechuyev to make a sukkah, the Gemara says, right? Chanos is Mechuyev to make a sukkah. I am there for the whole day, 9 to 5. I don't care. You're in it, you're.
Maybe it's a
bit of a levush,
and you're there every day.
So. Okay, yeah. But. And I don't think something which is very close. I think you need a combination of a distance, and you're out of. You're out of the city and some type of distance of traveling, and you're out of the city. So I want to know, you're taking a bus from Muncie to Lakewood. Yeah, well, you're on the bus. I think you could eat. That's because Olchei Derech. I think so. You're on the go. You're traveling. No, if you're going 10 minutes, I don't think it's enough. I don't know what. I don't know. I don't have a exact number. What? No, from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak. I think that'll be Olchei Derech. Well, I don't know. I felt like that yesterday. What? I don't think so. That's not. It's a how a person is sacked to it. Are you based in your house and you're whatever, or are you just going somewhere local, or you're traveling? Exact gather. It's hard to give exact gather, but I'll upon him. That it's a combination of two things. Later. But you have to remember every single time. Yishami holds always a mile and a two. Remember that. Two is. So, is not really such a great Torah. So, my grandma is a Shami. Tazayin. So, therefore, that's going to be together. Okay, let's move on. And again, somebody in a store, you have to make a sukkah. You always eat out of your house, and you don't eat in your house. So, why is somebody struggling with chayav? It says, whenever you're in your regular day living, you have to do all yeshivas in the sukkah. Therefore, somebody's downtown Manhattan. Look how interesting. When I'm traveling, it was, I don't think, when I'm let's say I live in Muncie, I'm traveling to Manhattan. While I'm traveling, l'choira, I can eat in the car, right? I'm okay there. But once I get to my store, I can't. I'm okay to build a sukkah over there.
Travel coming back home.
What do you say?
It's like traveling coming back home.
Yeah, same. No, in that place, I'm okay to build a sukkah. So while I'm on the commute, maybe I could eat. But once I get to my store, now I'm in a place where I was okay to build a sukkah. And therefore, it's like I'm here 3-4 days, and I'm okay to build a sukkah. And therefore, I'm okay to go ahead and do it. Now, I'm going to get a shomer. Shemir here says that somebody's a shemir is going to be part of a sukkah. Why part of a sukkah? Combination of a couple of reasons. One is pritzker leganav. There's another reason is because you're being mesevev, you're traveling around. So the case of being a gay is somebody's in the army. If you're doing the patrol, so if you have a and you're circling, so that would be something which we patter somebody from. That would be patter from the person from going. Could be somebody's, and that's going to be pater. Chassan says that a chassan is pater from. Oh, shluch mitzvah. Forget it. Shluch mitzvah pater from sukkah b'yom b'melayla. Why pater b'yom b'melayla? It's different. Alchid drachim. Shluch mitzvah pater b'yom b'melayla. What's the example? Kalpani rabbi. As you're going visiting the rebbe, l'mot Torah. For some reason, that was a hatter. We spoke about riches. Why holy l'mot Torah is better than regular l'mot Torah? Oil opinion shvuyim. Now somebody's collecting money for yeshiva. Fundraiser, right? That's somebody's shluchim mitzvah. What else? Maybe you're going to bigger chaylam. All those things, those are considered shluchim mitzvah. You're going to do pater. Why are you pater? Even when you're b'shas k'nas and chasing, we pater. What's the reason why you're going to be pater? Is because Mishmur says dafke you have to be terech achar sukkah. If you don't do terech achar sukkah, you have a sukkah mezuzah fun. Then you have to go into the sukkah. If you can't sleep so well and you're going to be tired, then you're going to be pater. Why? Because the vada shluchim mitzvah is if it's going to shtar the mitzvah any. Kisarin in the mitzvah, then that's going to party. Now, the gay chassan says the chassan is pater in a sukkah who vishesh pina. But why is the chassan pater? Because being that he has to be the chas is patim in a sukkah, being that he asked ain simcha ala b'chuppa, and chuppa is makam mukli shiva, chas and kala, and he can't eat in the sukkah b'smeich b'chuppa, ain simcha makam suda, and that's why it's going to be patim. The Gemara brings out if Zera did both, therefore the riff passes in Zera chayef. Has Mishpura Paskin, and Mishpura Paskin, Yesh B'chayim Rasai, you could be Echel B'Sukkah M'Sukkah B'Sukkah. Therefore, I'm going to say, Roy, for Chasim, Mach Rasmate, the Sin Sukkah, not to make a bracha. You do a play bracha. Now, the Chesh Shpina, when you eat it's the Chasim, you don't make a bracha. But in the house, they don't make a bracha. Now, the Chesh Shpina says, a lot of places say, if it's Man HaZeh, we don't have so much of a Ptur. Why? Because only olden days you had a Petorah because you can be Mesameach there, and nowadays it could be Mesameach. Number one, you have the Chesmon Shatzin brings down that if you have four walls, maybe Bechali will sell Hatter. It's only when you have two walls, because in Boish people see in, you have four walls, you don't have the Hatter, you have the Afikuach. Well, you know, nowadays we're not so Simchas Lakala, we don't go. It used to be that Beis Chasnas where they were Mesameach all the time, we don't do that nowadays. You know, the place we have the Simchas and the Shevarachas, we make a Shevarachas, therefore that Hatter would not. Would not apply. Therefore, you can do it even with a bracha. Now, but again, making a shavuot bracha, so it depends. If you have room to find a shavuot bracha in the sukkah, you should make it in the sukkah. If there's no room in the chanami, then you would have the hatter that's going to be part of it. That's a suda for the chasam kala. If you don't have enough room, make a massive. You should try to find a bigger sukkah if you can't. Find a big sukkah. Okay, so look, they're definitely like nowadays we find everything. Okay, there are plenty of big sukkahs all around, you're able to find it. But if the mitzvah wasn't olden days where they weren't able to find it, the guy's making a chasson, so chasson, a kala, so if there's no room, so you make it in the house. So, if you can't, it doesn't fit the people, then you're going to be potted. Now, I'm going to get a bris, suras bris mila, suras shaykh meitzi ledes. That's chayv sukkah. Why is it chayv sukkah? Because even if it's not enough room, because it's not so much of a mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah, it's not like suz chasam is a mitzvah gedulah, suz chasam akala, it's not such a mitzvah. This is not in a mitzvah called kach. It's not as much of a mitzvah. Therefore, the lach is that you're going to be chayv. Even if you can't fit 10, the beralacha comes out, that even if you can't fit 10 people, he says that minyan is a beautiful thing, it's not so chiyuvi, and therefore a bris. He wants you to go ahead and make it in a sukkah with some amount of people and a ma lasot.
Talking about the suda, not
the suda, yeah. Yeah, that's a bris, so then that's a vikuach. It's better to make it in a sukkah because you're drinking. If not, if you're doing it out of the question is as to whether, you know, that's really going to be the decision what's best for the kid. And it's plus totally in the weather patterns. That's totally it's entirely in the weather pattern. If you're making out of sukkah, so the minig is just do a teima, you don't have to drink a full yayin, you know, the full yayin, and that's what people do. Mr. Rumi's down, Shmiyat Saras or Makal. That Bishmiyat Saras, anyhow, it's not so clear if you're in the sukkah. In Ritzin Yachalacha Babais, Suda Brismila, if you want, don't have to, but if you want, if it's more convenient, then you're able to go ahead and be Makal. Avol, the Gemara brings down is chayv and sukkah. Why is chayv and sukkah? Because it's mitzvah. The Gemara says very important. He boils to vidaitai, and he's mechuyev to go ahead and calm himself down. Which this is a very important yisoid, which we'll get to in a couple of minutes. That even though you're mitzvah, any tzar which you're able to overcome, you're mechuyev to overcome. That's what you take out from Avol. Even though he's mitzvah, who cares? You should go ahead and work it out and overcome it, and therefore you're mechuyev to go ahead and do it. We saw different reasons for the novel. Either one pshat is Yibayil Suvi Daita, we saw another reason that. Okay, I'll come on. The Seretani brings down that the Mesa is Chava, Sheinuchal, and Osimali, but you're Potter. That's what he wants to say. Shus Yaakov is Chalikazah, and the Machalikas is so such a great Tsar, in that situation where the law is going to be. We saw the ancient Machalikas beginning of Oinin. Is Oinin Chayim and Sukkah or not? What's he say to Dover? Oinin is only Potter from what type of things? Oinin is potter min a mitzvahs. He's sure he's not potter. So this is a very serious thing in the Kudin. In Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah, what's the Yisrael of Mitzvah Shiva Sukkah? Is there like an Isser eating out of Sukkah? Or is this just a mitzvah going into the Sukkah? It's an echel of Kivege Pnei Yeshua. Kivege has a kasha. That Isser mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. No, Pnei Yeshua has a kasha. Makar Isser mitzvah potter min a mitzvah. It says by Yeshiva Sukkah. Why say Yeshiva Sukkah? Say somewhere else. So Zak, the Pnei Yeshua, the Kiddush is, even though he's been over the Isser of Kumasei, eating out of the sukkah, still eating mitzvah is going to pati you. And that Kivika says that, why is it conversei? It's just Shabbat Tassa. No, it's eating out of the sukkah. There's not going into the sukkah. And the whole thing's from Shabbat Tassa. And he says, think about this, whether it's conversei or Shabbat Tassa. So we didn't over here, same type of kuach. Oh, eating is pater from Shabbat Tassa. So it can't be obvious from the Yidai. So Nechiko, the Bikri Yaakov, and the other Achrayim, is it called conversei? Or is it called Shabbat Tassa over here? Fine. Choyla is pater from the sukkah, who the Mashamshay Chayla, why is Chayla pater? The Chayla pater is Alts Mitzvah. Mashamshim are pater Alts Oisig Mitzvah, pater Mina Mitzvah. We saw from Rav Chanan, he wants to even a Chayla, he was a Dabba, he realized pater is Alts Oisig Mitzvah, they mean Oisig Mitzvah, fascinating Kiddush, that there's Oisig Mitzvah, being Oisig in Yom Refuah. That's Rav Chanan, because that the Chayla Mishal Tzut, the Dabba, and things like that, fascinating Kiddush from Rav Chanan B'Shem, the Chuvis Hagoinim. Now, chilu is pater, has to be number one, that's pater has to be that you're better off inside. Stam, you're not feeling well with the inside, outside, you're sick, that's not going to pater. Say number one. Say number two is over the mangan of Ram. If you cause the sickness, my grandma's tooth stardom could be there's no heter. So you pulled your teeth, Erev Yontiv, and it wasn't necessary, and you're feeling sick, which you will feel sick if you pull your teeth. So, lav davka, it's a heter. You have to have a very good excuse why you did it then, as opposed to being a different time. The Mishamshay Chayla are Pater. So let's say Bashas should not be Mishamshim then. What's going to be the halacha? So, what's the example of Mishamshay Chayla? You have old grandfather, you're taking care of him. Or you have somebody who's sick, you're taking care of them. So that's called Mishamshay Chayla, and you're going to be Pater. Let's say at the time where they don't really need you. So it depends. If you're dealing with the Chalashay, by Sakana, Mishmuel says you're Pater. Why? I guess because maybe they always need you. You're saying Chalashay, by Sakana, the shas they don't need you, then luck is then you're not going to do it. So the case is most negatas is when you're taking care of your children, is that called mishamshe, or taking care of your wife if you have a baby, is that called mishamshe chayla? So definitely like this, it could be considered chayla. Why not? She has been a chayla for 30 days, kapi milakim, and tezayin. You definitely considered mishamshe chayla. She needs you. You considered mishamshe chayla, and echnami be pater from. She was sick, and we didn't take care of a baby. That's considered like Misham Sheikhila, and therefore Abichai Gam, the one would be Pata.
We said last
week
when we asked
you
that you wouldn't be
Pata. Yeah, we have Mekilim. Okay, let's move on to Mitzvah. Fine. Mitzvah is a Sigur which is. The two Sigurs of Mitzvah. There's Mitzvah and is Yodu Gashalim. So. The phrase you say it is, which is something which is, when you discuss mitzvah, it's a little bit difficult. Like, I got a ride back last night from the Vaya with the Rabbi Waldman. So he was like hacking me up about, like, it says somebody who sits in a sukkah and is nikra hedyot. Kalpat nedava, you consider that you're a hedyot. So he said, why is it a hedyot? It's affecting Magen Avraham. Why is it a hedyot? You want to be machmir to do a mitzvah? It's like Magen Avraham. It's like the berlach yish lechalik between a situation where if you've been treich before the mitzvah, maybe that's not called a hadyit. But if you're having tsar b'sas yisiv a sukkah, that's called a hadyit. Why called a hadyit? Because the mitzvah is to build a simchas yontiv. Befrat over here, there's some type of aspect of Kadosh Baruch Hu showing that he doesn't want the mitzvah, and therefore you call it a hadyit. As we said from many chassidish rebbes, the Vichayim, and others. Would say that even though it was raining, even though it was Shrei Matzavim, they stayed in the sukkah. Why they stay in the sukkah? The Rav Chaim says rather be headed in the sukkah than being out of the sukkah. That's the Rav Chaim's nusach. And the Mashak said in nusach that what's the whole problem? The whole problem is that you're mitzvah. But if you're in a zamajiga, you're sitting with David HaMelech and Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and who can notice the rain in that type of situation? And therefore, he says something we made with a bracha. And therefore, what? What do you say? Therefore, that's why they stayed in the sukkah, even through all the situations. So, now the Lifashas look at that and say, like, yeah, so it's your hadyut. What are you doing? Right? And it's time to hergish. You love the sukkah. And, but the maisa, you bought your hadyut, and it's not something which you should be doing. And therefore, we leave the sukkah. difficult problem is that, okay, so in the Lefesh HaMalach, so Mistar is Patim Nosaka. What's called Mistar? Mistar is something which here a person is very uncomfortable. A person is very, is considered a Mistar. What's together Mistar? So by rain we saw there's enough rain which ruining your food. If you're not sure, the Ramah says, if you leave your house, that's called Mitzvah. So the way that Chayyim Magdar it, the Chus Mashag, Shem Azam, and others, what does it mean leave your house? It doesn't mean room to room. It means one house to another house. If you're in a Matzav where I'll leave from my nicer house to my less nicer house because there's Matzav, that's called a Mitzvah, and therefore I'm going to go ahead and be Pater from Yeshiva Sukkah. Now the problem is that every single one of us has been in a sukkah, say, Yontav afternoon, you want to take a nap. What's the weather outside? Hot. Sweaty. And everyone stays in the sukkah, right? Well, no, you go in every Shabbos afternoon? Every Shabbos afternoon you sleep in the sukkah?
My sukkah is like
being something else. You asked me last year, right?
I
told you to go in, right?
I asked
you
before,
but
I didn't make my sukkah.
Right, that's a different issue. Or when it's hot outside, everyone eats in the sukkah. Now, it's a little bit sarkian. Lemaisa, you leave. What? In the afternoon. Afternoon. Sometimes you go sleep in the sukkah afternoon. You wake up sweating. It's like in my house. Yes, I would go. I would definitely leave. So, I would.
The scroll says if you wake up sweating, it's not a star.
Why? Because when I went to sleep, okay, Penny, I'll quickly fall asleep. Also, lay there, low burger. I'll go part of it. Okay, so let's go to the Gavir. Let's go. It's getting late over here. Let's go through the Gavir. I still have a lot to go over here. Let's go through the Gedarim of Mitzvah. Okay, so Mitzvah is part of Mitzvah. What are cases of Mitzvah? There are a couple of clouds when it comes to Mitzvah. Cloud number one when it comes to Mitzvah is that it has to be that you'll be not so Minatzar. Ramah says, if I go inside, I'll be okay. Then it's okay. And it's not going to be. Then that's not going to consider mitzvah. Number two is if you have to get around the mitzvah, we have many rides, you have to go around it. Although we say you have to buy the sevidaitai, which brings down if you have to bring in with the food freezing up, right? The food's freezing up, it's going to congeal. So the Mishru says if you can bring hot water to make sure the food doesn't congeal, we have to do. And the Kamarai is if I'm able to circumvent the tsar, then I'm able to go ahead and do it. Call number three is. Ramah brings down mitzvah is only something dark ishul b'nei adam to be mitzvah. If it's not dark ishul b'nei mitzvah, you are not mitzvah unless you're istinus. So that's your number one, you're normal, or you're a category istinus. Otherwise, it's not gonna patter for you. Also, we saw like sleeping without your wife, right? You sleep without your wife. Ramah says you're mitzvah. So we say not like that, right? It's uncomfortable. El might something which get around it. Anything which you're able to overcome, you're mechuyev to do it. Okay, now how much mitzvah is going to start? So rain, we're going to get there. If it goes out and ruins your food, so that's going to be considered mitzvah. So let's discuss different cases. Benegeya mitzvah. Let's say it's there. I remember in Muncie, so there was a skunk in town.
Yeah,
that'll do it.
What
do you say? Yeah. That'll do it, right? A little mitzvah, right? There's a skunk in town. Like, I'm afraid at night. I once woke up with a cat one year. Like, it jumped on me in the middle of the night. I was like, whoa. Okay, so that you heard that'll be. What? Went back to sleep. But, so there are animals around, that's considered mitzvah. Now, you're allowed to build a place that animals, there's a different problem, but mosquitoes, boiling hot. Let's say I lose the key. Is that a star? Well, I can't have a sukkah. I lost the key to the sukkah, so I can't get in. I want to go sleep. Am I a star?
What are you supposed
to do? Not sleep. You're not a star. I don't know. Fine, it's okay. You're not a star. I just have a problem. You just have a problem getting into the sukkah, but that's not considered mitzvah. Now, the shahazik is, let's say you have guests over. Somebody asked me, about if you have guests over or you have people you don't want to, or you're embarrassed of it, people being there, is that considered mitzvah or not? So if the asher said, like, no, that's like losing the key. Shemazam said, no, that's like bugs. As you have bugs in the sukkah, so you have some cockroaches you have in the sukkah, that's the thing. So you have some guests on the whatever. Somebody's starting to use the sukkah, and now big sinner. You want to go to sleep, and the people are smoothing the sukkah, and whatever, and you bet, or whatever it is. So that'll be considered, that'll be considered a star, and you'll be put there from sleeping in the sukkah. Wow. Okay, I'm just keeping on going. Whoever has to go, just go. But then you can hear the recorder. But just feel free. Okay, nobody gave a rain. Somebody gave a, any other questions about Mitzvah? I'm fearing some cases, that's why. Any other questions about
Mitzvah? Yeah,
if the mosquitoes biting you up, you're putting. Now the bill's looking at that place. You have to. You should have done it. But right now, Mitzvah.
So, like, everybody starts running around the table, and the soup starts smelling.
So the question is, if I would I leave a meal? Would I leave?
Your room,
I wouldn't leave my meal if a meal eating some bees come. I wouldn't like, because like for a couple minutes, I probably wouldn't do it because it's not worth to slap the meal. I wouldn't go do it. Okay, fine. We're good. We have barbecue. We don't care, right? The mice, you go tenting, right? You go sleep. You know, that's the whole fun, right? With the bugs and the bees and the, that's the geschmack. So like, I don't know. Okay, now I'm gonna get.
What? Why is it
not pushing the star? Maybe you are. If you can't fall asleep, it's like this. You can't fall asleep, then the chara is a star. Okay. If you can't fall asleep, then I'll be sitting in a star. Okay, I'm going to get rain. So rain together is, it's going to go in and ruin your food. That's going to be considered, that's going to be said. Now, Laila Rishaino, we saw Vikuach. Barik is talking about yesterday. Laila Rishaino is the term of star or not. We basically came out that Gazayas Rishaino, or Kibetza, we're going to make a Mechayev you. To go ahead and eat it, wait till it stops raining in order that you shouldn't do it without a bracha. Now let's see how the weather report says that it's going to rain. So is that going to pot you or not? So I'm going to get a chila, definitely not, or not. The weather report, yeah, you have to go ahead and start this surah. Now I'm going to get a shena. Originally I thought shena l'chayra, no one would go to sleep in a situation where if the weather report's accurate and they say 90% accurate, the forecast says it's going to rain, no one would do it, and therefore Shane is going to go ahead and you're going to be putter. Someone wanted to bring a raya from, what about the food? It said they have to eat. If someone feels uncongealed, eat the first course, then when it gets congealed, go inside. I know one would start a suit and go from place to place. So why isn't that a svara? No, but eating also, you never, it's not a normal thing to start in one place and go to another place. No one does such a thing, right? So, well, right now there's no p'tur, but the question is, because there's no chafsa, as I say, why sleeping, there's one chafsa sleep. I'm going to sleep is 8 hours sleep, 6 hours sleep, whatever it is. So splitting it up, that's one chafsa, and if chilek is mistar, the whole thing is mistar. Because it ruins even the first part, maybe. And if I have to say svara, well,
they
don't ruin your first course, which is not a normal thing to do. So I'm not sure. Look, it's not a.
You
sleep 3 hours and have to go another 3? It's not something anybody ever would do. I would never sleep in this place where I have to move.
It's inconvenient. My sleep is tsar. You're not going to go to sleep and have the tsar of rain. My meal's inconvenient. It's like as soon as rain starts, you're going to move. It's inconvenient. It's a tsar.
Right, okay, good. He wants it that. Okay, now, Benegea, when is it considered Kosh Rochus throwing, doesn't want our Aveda? So, the Rambam and what's the Ritva brought down in Tanis that it's only allowed to be Shayna, that's where it's a Chiyav. When it's a Mitzvah Kiyumis, what's the big deal? Why is it showing doesn't want you a Chiyav? The Pekiyakiv went to Mingarai that if you're the first night you're in Bechiyav no matter what, then it's not showing doesn't want your Aveda. In fact, there's a challenge. Forget it. Take the challenge on. We don't back off on challenges. You get more scar, and therefore it's not going to be a ride of a cloud. And therefore, he says those is going to be the rest of the time. Now, the Bekriyaka brought down that if it's raining before, that's not going to be considered that. If it's raining before and it's not considered that it's not it's raining before and it's not considered that it's a minig b'zayin. It's only just anything out of the ordinary. Who had in Dafkin Eretz Yisrael? The Aruch Hashem brought down Dafkin Eretz Yisrael. Was not much abnormal terrain, which in Chazal is normal terrain, we're not being considered that it's a bad zach. Now, staying in the sukkah, we mentioned that's what the Biskarav had an Olga used to put an umbrella in the sukkah. Why do you put an umbrella in the sukkah? Because it's not really makif the sukkah. It's not considered oil to be mafsik you. And therefore, he used to sit in the sukkah, some which I write, and he used to sit in the sukkah at that point. It's on Hog. it's not mafsik because it's not kavua, it's not dafkis kesach apostle, and therefore you should go ahead and do it. My is a halakha of the briskrav. Can't get yourself. I'm not mechuyev to do such a thing. No, you're not open shabbos. Yeah, you're not mechuyev to do such a thing. Or no, maybe it's a nice thing to do. Could be, but you're not. What do you say? Because it's that. So that the Ber Moshe says, if you're nishkan sukkah, like the goyin, so then maybe what are you doing? But the charetz doesn't make so much sense to say that. It's only nishkan sukkah if I can't be yotza the mitzvah. If I can be yotza, so then about
this. He is not telling you to leave the sukkah. It's only if I'm getting wet from the rain.
If I have a way around it, why not? Way circumventing. Way getting around it. Now we say in the sukkah, we said you're a hadyot. Anigantis kasha. Why isn't a problem the fact that you are being nena from the sukkah? Why is only because the hadyot? Just we also nena from the sukkah. So Anigantis' approach was that turned into machay hasharis. Rav Chanan's nusach was nishkan sukkah. So it's not being nena nusach. That was Rav Chanan's nusach. And we said that more pashtun halachas like Peter Taz, that the Taz says that only time it's a problem being nena from the sukkah is if you mivatum tashmishasa. Being nena from the sukkah is not a problem. Only if you mivatum tashmishasa, that's where it's going to be a problem. Now, once somebody goes inside, and in terms of coming back, so during a suda, once I sit down to eat, I'm allowed to finish the suda, and I'm not mechuyev to go out in Matriach to come back. Benegeya sleeping, it says that once I go to sleep, they're four gedarim. If I just walked inside and I just didn't do anything yet, so then Mr. Brewer is noita to say, if I didn't do anything yet, so I just go back outside. It's a suffix. Maybe it's a tercha. The fact of bringing everything out is a tercha. What's his nasach? Now, once the person is lying down, so then kipshute, that's going to pati. The Izzah Shatzin has a suffix about, let's say, you're still in clothes. But definitely, if you're lying down, you change the pajamas, it'll show you potter. If you're in clothes, Shatzin went back and forth, we have to do it. Once you're sleeping, you're potter, add, you wake up, and it's Alisha Shachar. Now, the question is, let's say you wake up, and you're in your bed, and it's after Alisha Shachar. You're moving now to get up. Or not. So, Mr. Krell says at this point, you have to go back. It's only till Isa Shachi have a Ptur, now you have to go back. Why you have to go back? Because you have to go back. Why you have to go back? Because you're up. During the night, you're up, but you didn't have to go back. That was Chalak, because during the night, the Pshad is, it's not as much Shainu. It's like dark, it's hard to go back. Mr. Kavir, you have to go ahead and go back. We saw from Chazon Avadya and also others, the Pshad is that nowadays it's normal to sleep, that's all one thing. Just like a suda, the reason why you put this all one suda, and with a suda, within sleeping is normal sleep, and therefore you're able to go ahead and continue sleeping. Two more things, and we have the Mordechai. The Mordechai says that if you make a sukkah in a place where you're mitzdar, a place where you're not able to eat and sleep, you're not able to sleep, who then actually you're not going to be yotza. The Mordechai says, make a sukkah in a matzah where you're not able to sleep, that's nishkan structure of a house, therefore you're going to name yotza l'achila. Chachatzvi tzchilak, Chachatzvi says, what do you mean? It's the whole Chayzal do one sukkah. How can the Chayzal do one sukkah? L'chayra, that's not going to work out too well. You don't want sukkah. Not everyone can sleep there at the same time. Therefore, he's chilek on the Ramah. You'll see he has some sukkahs on Zayin. The Mahalach to answer the Ramah, the Mordechai is the pshat is that yish l'chalek to something which is impossible inside the structure or something that has a technical problem. Something which you bet some able to inside the structure is okay. You have a technical problem. There happen to be a lot of people there today. You can't sleep there. That's not called sukkah, it's not really shiva. Something was b'chefza not really, you made a sukkah in a place where there's a lot of light, and you cannot sleep there, that maybe could be a problem. Something was b'chefza roi, you have a technical problem, that's going to be considered that's not going to be a problem. Now the Shatzin had an interesting. That's b'chefza not a problem, because it's roi for shein at night. The problem is the structure, which is not roi to be used, that's not considered a sukkah. Here it's roi, you got to have a zaytika problem, so therefore it is. Now, if it's only a personal problem for you, you build a sukkah which is less than zayin al zayin. I can eat there. It's zayin al zayin. I can eat there, but I personally can't sleep there. So that the Shatzin brought down a machlekes. The Pimgram is not yotzei chavasai because he has decided to say that iska zeh that you can't sleep there, you can't even eat there because you're mistar b'sheina, you made a sukkah which I can't sleep, then that you can't eat. And that the Shatzin said that no. It's only when for most people can't do it, then it's not a structure of a sukkah. If it's just inside you that you can't do it, that's not going to be a concern in the sukkah, and then that's not going to be a problem. If one has two sukkahs, one for eating, one for sleeping, each one's ready for one of them. So that we saw between the Zohar Emes and the Bikur Yaakov. Bikur Yaakov wants to say that it's going to be okay. Mashing the Zohar Emes says that has to be inside each sukkah itself. So that you should, like your mother, Ma says, you should make the sukkah in a maktiv, you're able to eat, and you're able to go out and sleep. So what do you do if somebody lives, if you make a sukkah a place where they can all of them, it's going to be a problem. What about a place where it's cold? What do you do? You can never sleep, it's too cold at night. So over there we saw Lashon Aruch HaShulchan, the whole chasaron is chasaron came to Diru. Mashenkein, if it's impossible, this is how a person lives, so this is the only way for a person to do it, so the Bechai Gavna Lamaisa, it would not be considered a chasaron. Again, the last topic, which is the most important topic, is Menegei Brachas. When is one will make a bracha on a sukkah? So the three sheetahs, two sheetahs, Rishayim. Sheetahs are different around is every time you walk in the sukkah, you have to make a bracha. So Shaila is a dafka arai, or even kviya is a dafka arai. Shatzion is mashm even arai. He says he's just going in like the klaka choy, which mom says, I give the giron, but mashm, if you come in for yeshiva, then about it, you would do it. There are some who say in the refrain, dafka is going to be a massive kviya. Nagu oilam, the Kabbalah says, like a minute time, but dafka b'shas achilo. In a way, in time, the two Havanas with tremendous nafkaminas. There's the Havana of the Chayodom that the Pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam is that that's a yeshiva you can make a bracha. The minig is dafka achila. That's only if you're going to have achila. If you're not going to have achila, then in the Chayodom you make a bracha on the yeshiva. Second mahalach of the Maimon Mordechai is that no, the minig is across the board, only b'shas achila. And once you make a bracha, once b'shas achila, it patters the rest of the sukkahs, and you don't make a bracha just on that yeshiva. So what's halacha l'maisa? Maisa Rav, Stipler, and many go like the goyin, and they make a bracha every time they come into the sukkah. Where's the negeya? You go learn the base medrash. When you come back at night, you want to go to sleep, they would go ahead and make a bracha. Everyone's baskin, then you make a bracha. That's one shita. Mishnah Berurah doesn't go like the Maisa Rav. Goes that you can do dafka shas achila, but the Mishnah Berurah goes that number one, you should try to be yotzei with the Rif and Rambam and try to make a bracha and try to make a masa that you're going to be chayav, that's glad to eat. Number two is if a person is b'chal not eating, you have the chayadam and you would go ahead and make a bracha. Minig o'ilam is like the Maimon Mordechai or Chashon Chavches that would only do b'shas achila mash. That's the minig o'ilam. And if you're going somewhere you're not going to eat, the minig of most people is that they don't make the chayadim and they don't make a bracha. So it gets to the two schools of thought. There's the grain world, which is going to make a bracha every time. There's Mishnah Berurah's world, which try to eat. If you're not eating, about you go with the chayadim. Then there's the Maimon Mordechai, minig olam, they only make a b'shas achila mamish. So it gets to the halacha l'maaseh, think most people don't like the chayadim, like the Maimon Mordechai. If you come back at the night, ideally go and make a bracha, but you just can't eat, you're full and you can't gain too much weight. Okay, you do it without a bracha. That's the minhag of most people. Now, if you want to make a bracha and you have a hefsek, so it comes like this. If you're going and coming back right away, there's no bracha. If you're going and having some type of hefsek, so it comes out like everything's totally machalik, because it comes out like this. If it's been sula, suda, and I go out to daven, some type of if I have a real hefsek hour or two, everyone agrees to make a new bracha. Going out, you go on a trip, hour or two, you make another bracha for sure. I'm going for a short hefsek, half hour, 45 minutes, I'm going to daven mincha ma'ariv, going to shul. So over there, what comes out is, bein suda le suda, you make a new bracha. If it's a middle of a suda, over there, you would not go ahead, over there, you would not go ahead and make it, you would not go make a bracha. One last halacha, if you're going sukkah hopping, or you're going to the Rebbe, to eat in the sukkah, so over there, it's being machlekes, it's halichik sid hefsek, and akasin hefsek, kriyakev, makan avram. What comes out of halacha l'maisa that b'derek kol yom asav brachas alkol, the most ideal thing would be like a Moshe writes, have in mind you only want a part of the sukkah, bench, make a bracha achrona, and go make a bracha in your friend's sukkah. That would probably be the best thing to do. If you don't, then l'maisa you would not make a bracha because there are kama mine sveikas.
Why would you get in mind?